Honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
Before I got into radio, I used to be in television back in 1999. I created a health television program seen in California called Health Power, and I absolutely love the medium just like I love the medium of radio. Well, there is a new TV doc in town. His name is Dr. Partha Nandi, and he joins us now. Hello, Dr. Nandi. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Good, good. And Andrea is here as well. And Dr. Nandi, I'd love for you to tell us a little bit about when you first decided to take your wonderful advice that you have and your views on medicine and go into television.
You know, it was actually in 2011, and you know, we were just in California and talking to a couple of producers. I do some national speaking, and what they told me was, you know, that the advice that I was giving, if we could actually do it on television, it could help a lot of people, because we were, you know, we believe in being very, very straightforward and give advice that's useful for people, instead of making a sensationalistic TV show, you know, where people, a lot of the TV shows that are out on now, you know, they're very good, but they offer snippets of information. What we wanted to do was give a clear picture so people can actually have some answers, have some solutions for their lives. So it's been about a couple of years. I've been in practice, you know, for quite a while, you know, 15, 20 years now, and we thought we would replicate what we do in the office in a television studio instead.
Oh, that's great. Well, give us some views about how you view medicine, how you view health and preventative medicine, and what you offer to both your patients and people watching the show.
Well, thank you. You know, what we want to do is, prevention is, you know, absolutely critical, and we want people to be advocates for their health, meaning that, you know, lots of folks feel there's only one way to do it. If you go to a medical doctor that, you know, you can't practice, for example, yoga, or practice herbal medicine or alternative medicine. We feel that you just have to use all the techniques out there, you know, use Western medicine and Eastern medicine together, and combine them to give the best solutions you can. The other thing is that you have to also sometimes get more than one opinion. Sometimes what happens, folks get stymied because they think, okay, my doctor said this, and that's all there is. And we encourage people to get more than one opinion. Sometimes you go back to the same opinion you had before. And lastly, this whole business about the internet, I actually think it's a great thing that people can get information from the web. I think use that as a guide, and then go to your physician or your practitioner, and then follow up and understand what can happen. But I love the fact that lots of patients go and have an understanding of what's going on before they come and see me, and then we can clarify for them, and that's really wonderful. But those are the kind of things we believe in. And on our show, we also talk about something that lots of medical shows don't really go into, which is the socioeconomic parts of medicine. You know, for example, what does your insurance cover? What doesn't it cover? How do you know when you go in the hospital what exactly is going on? We try to cover that. You know, my dad had a bad stroke, and I had to learn from a patient's perspective what happens. You know, there's a system called the DRGs in American medicine, which is very important, that if you get a diagnosis, the hospital payment is the same. So if you're somebody who's going to stay in the hospital for 30 days versus 2 days, well, it's more advantageous for the guy who's going to stay for 2 days. So things that are really important in medicine and that patients need to understand about insurances and payments, and we even go into the Obamacare and the Affordable Health Care Act. So we cover a variety of topics in our show.
You know, Dr. Nandi, I know when it comes to the media, sometimes they like to stay away from, let's say, topics like GMOs, genetically engineered ingredients, or chemicals. Does your show talk about it? Does it expose, you know, what's really out there, what's harming people, and how they can take better steps to improve their health?
Yes, nutrition is a huge part of our show. And what we, specifically GMOs, it's an important topic. What we try to, our stance is this, that let's get more information. There's a lot of people talking about it, and the fundamental fact is that there's so little information, and the little information there is not favorable towards GMOs, meaning that, you know, the animals that have been tested have had tumors, and people have seen that some of these products actually have less nutrition than other products that you know, our non-GMO products. So what we're trying to do is let's at least understand what's going on. Let's get more information. But absolutely, with this, nothing is off the table for us. You know, we talk about GMO foods versus non-GMO foods. We talk about organic versus non-organic. What it means to be organic. We've actually gone to farmers markets and talked to farmers, and so people have an idea of what's going on. It's difficult because you wade through the information. There's so much out there, and you get bogged down. So what we try to do is make it as clear and concise. We speak in understandable language. That's the other thing about our show. We want to make sure that people, there's no doctor speak as much as possible. We try to make it as simple as possible so that people understand.
Well, you know what I love, Dr. Nandi, is that you talked about it. It doesn't have to be sensationalized. And I think people just want really good health information, and to deliver it in a way that you have such a warm presence about you. And I think that makes a big difference as well, because I met you in person and you just lit up the room. So,
oh, thank you so much, Lisa. I really appreciate it. We want to make, everybody likes, a good story, but in medicine, I think there are millions of people looking for real solutions. They want to wade through the nonsense. We don't, I talk about this often. We don't talk about the 400-pound person who lost 300 pounds and bouncing on the ball. I mean, that's not our intention. Our intention is that take a real situation that's it's really a problem for people in American society and the world. You know, we've been very pleasantly surprised how much of the world is besides the U.S. has taken to our program. But back to your question is that we want to make sure we have a real patient who has a problem. We also talk about lifestyle issues. What about yoga? We have a yogi come in and show us how easy it is to do yoga. We have an acupuncturist come in and show. So take away some of the myths. I had needles that went into my skin. We showed it. Lots of people have preconceived notions. We just want to take those away and say, listen, this is how you can live your life. You don't have to use acupuncture. You don't have to use yoga. But at least this is the introduction to it. Let's break all the barriers away. We won't do it in a way that you're juggling a ball all the time and that you're making it so sensational, but rather it's real, and lots of us out there, including me, need shows like that. So that's why we said we'll take that route and make it more like coming into our office and seeing us instead of making it about watching a kind of a reality show, so to speak.
It's interesting because I find that most people, and I love that you're doing that, because most people look to the medical community, like doctors, like yourself, MDs. So I think that what you're doing is so important, and especially if you're bringing up the topics of nutrition, because I think people tend to listen to doctors. So the fact that you're bringing this to the forefront and, you're trying things yourself, you're integrating Eastern medicine into what you're doing and Eastern philosophies, I think that just brings it more to the masses. And I think, I know myself, I thank you. Because I think that's so important, especially for what we're all trying to do.
I appreciate that. Yeah, really, what we want to do is also not to say, okay, go buy this product or buy this product. We try to really stay away from that. Sometimes you go into programs and they recommend, buying some extract or what. We give advice that general people can follow, that you can go to your store and actually pick it up and actually do a good job in following. So it's important for us to be able to reach everybody as much as possible, and especially people in some of the cities and lower socioeconomic status, because sometimes it's difficult to go into some of these stores where everything is so expensive. So our goal, also one of the biggest tips we give, is people always say, well, it's harder to have fresh fruits and vegetables. And one of the things we say, why don't you go to your local grocery store and go to your frozen section? The frozen vegetables are often the best deal, and they're very fresh. So that's just an example, is that sound advice, but done in a way that's simple, understandable. And you're absolutely right. The medical community needs to stand by, and give this kind of advice instead of it having to be coming from other places. So when we say this is important and we do it in a way that's understandable and has some basis to it, I think people will follow it.
Thank you, Dr. Nandi. Unfortunately, we're out of time today, but your information was amazing. If our listeners out there want to find Dr. Nandi, it's AskDrNandi.com. Until next time, stay connected at Radio MD at Naturally Savvy, and we'll see you next time. Stay well.